after the video, head to the Steven Larson Tee Public Shop for the new Going In Raw Internet Famous Tag Team T-shirt. The link is in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the only wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right now. We are on the YouTubes. We're on the iTunes. Now we're on the Stitcher. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
You put in the proper paperwork, filed the proper motions, paid off the proper authorities. You greased them. You bribed them, right?
No, there were no cash exchanged hands.
Sometimes you could just indulge my imagination, I feel. I feel
you, like you don't do that. You do a good enough job of indulging your own imagination.
I do. So before we get started with the show today, there's two things to note. Number one, we realize that when you guys subscribe to the podcast in the audio apps, be it the iTunes podcast app, or now I guess Stitcher, we'll have to wait and see on that one. But with the with iTunes, when you hit that download or subscription button.
Subscription button.
Right. When you hit that, that helps us move up the rankings in terms of the search field. So if somebody goes into the podcast app and searches for pro wrestling right now, just because of last week when a lot of you guys were writing reviews and hitting the subscribe button, we're up there in the top 20 mm-hmm. of searchable pro wrestling podcasts. And there's a lot of pro wrestling podcasts out there.
There are.
And so we land in the top 20. We're aiming for the top 10. So even if you guys watch us on YouTube, if you guys get on the iTunes on your iPhone or whatever smartphone you're on or on Stitcher and you hit subscribe and you don't even listen to us like through that, it's totally fine. Just watch us on YouTube. That's what you want to do.
Or at the least, just leave a review.
Just leave a review. That helps us as well. But hitting that subscribe button helps us jump up in the rankings. And yeah, leaving reviews, it looks really good for us. Hitting subscribe gets us up there in the rankings. If you guys can do that for us, that'd help us quite a bit, and we'd really appreciate it. And then number two, we actually recorded this already on Tuesday like we usually do. But we had also, and I think some of you guys have been noticing this over the past couple weeks, there's been some audio pops. And I apologize for that because I haven't really been as diligent in quality checking the podcast every week because it's an hour and who has an hour to devote to doing that? Hey, look, you know what? We do it. We get it out there. And that's for the world to see. This week, however, was especially bad. And we hope we fixed it. If we didn't, we'll figure it out. So we're going to do a regular show. Because we already went through our Raw cap, we're going to do sort of an abbreviated Raw cap.
Yeah, and we did Kayfabe Corner on Tuesday. And obviously we can't do that again with right. the same names.
Exactly. So what I went ahead and did, I fixed the audio as much as I could on Kayfabe Corner from last week. So we're going to present, or from earlier this week rather. So we're going to present that to you. It's a little bit different. I'm wearing a different shirt. You're wearing a different shirt. But it's Kayfabe Corner.
I think so long as we make it clear that this is a Kayfabe Corner that was filmed earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So anyways, we have that for you later on in the show. And we're going to give you our roadblock predictions in a little bit. So that'll be fun too. And yeah, I guess we'll just go ahead and start with abbreviated. Yeah. Or abbreviated.
Raw cap.
There you go. Actually, before Raw cap, we have to address this question, Larson.
Yeah, you did the same thing when we shot this on Tuesday.
I know. That wasn't even me trying to correct myself. I just did this. I naturally want to go straight into Raw cap.
I know.
But more importantly, Larson, where is our main eventer for WrestleMania this year? Where is the chosen one? Where is the man they plan on building the empire around for decades to come, or at least a decade to come?
You mean Roman Reigns?
Where's Roman Reigns? Where the fuck is he? What are they doing?
I don't know.
The main event of WrestleMania, the featured attraction, the man they're banking on, hasn't been seen in how long now?
A couple weeks.
And all they've... It's not even like they wrote him off with like a devastating back injury or like a neck injury or something like that. He's got a busted nose.
Well, I will say this. His what they bank a lot of his success on, at least what I've read, is his look.
Yeah.
And his face is all
busted. The facha.
Yeah.
The facha.
If his face is all busted up, then the look's not there.
He's got to make sure that the face is good. So basically what you're saying is he's like the Miz's gimmick or Cody Rhodes' gimmick from when he was like handsome Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I think he should come out with the face mask.
With the face mask, and then he puts bags on people's heads. He just completely reappropriates Cody Rhodes' old gimmick.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
This is bizarre.
Like John Cena destroyed his nose, or Seth Rollins destroyed John Cena's nose, and John Cena missed a week.
Let me ask you something. If you were fresh, like you just decided, hey, you know what? How about this? Let's say you're one of our friendos. You're one of our viewers, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? I really like the top 10 stuff they do. But then they're also talking about pro wrestling. I've never been into pro wrestling, but I'm going to check them out. And just to be involved in the show, I'm going to start watching right now.
Okay.
If you tuned in right now, who would you think the main event babyface
is? Oh, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
This is insane WrestleMania. Somebody jumping on right now.
Well, here's the thing. If
has
they,
no idea what's going on.
If they just watch Raw... like this week and next week, didn't watch Roadblock, like went out of town for a couple weeks. It's like, oh, WrestleMania's on, I'll watch it. And they see Roman Reigns against Triple H. They're going to be so confused.
They're going to be so utterly confused. What about this Dean Ambrose guy? Why is he fighting
Brock
Lesnar?
Because on Raw, I think they mentioned Reigns two or three times. The first time the crowd booed. Granted, it was Chicago. And then the two times after that, there was practically no
They
response.
Have arguably their second biggest babyface right now, Shane McMahon. Throw some not so subtle shade at Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah.
What did
he
say?
Guys getting pushed. That
guys getting pushed with
like
no
that.
Talent.
Yeah.
What is that? They're acknowledging the major gripe that so many of their fans, because let's face it, in today's day and age, with so much entertainment available, the WWE fan, their fan base is growing, but they're also growing in leaps and bounds in what they know.
Yeah.
The smart marks is what they call them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys like us who really pay attention to stuff.
Well, back in the Attitude Era, there was, you know, dirt sheets and websites dedicated mm-hmm. to pro wrestling news. But I think with the advent of social media and the proliferation of those dirt sheets, it's so much easier to get the kind of backstage news about everything. Much easier than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. So yeah, I mean, the wrestling audience, by and large, is far more educated as far as what's going on backstage than they used to be.
Now, we speculated on this when we were talking about Raw in the unaired show. but we said maybe they're thinking that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Maybe they're thinking, we're going to keep him off because no matter what, the longer we keep him off, he's going to get a big pop when he comes
back.
Well,
I imagine that, you know, like when Triple H hurt himself. Years and years ago.
Yeah, he was out for 8 months.
Quad and came back and it was a huge pop.
And he was the most hated heel that there had been.
But there's a lot different. I'm kind of thinking that they're keeping him off TV to do like a slight repackage. Not mm-hmm. in terms of
what a Cody Rhodes-esque reboot.
No. He's still going to wear the Shield stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of his character, they're going to tweak it a little bit. He's not going to come out in the tights like he did in NXT.
Right. He's going to come out as Leon Kruger 2.0.
Okay.
He's just going to be Leon Kruger again. Okay. It's like they just changed characters.
He was never Leon Kruger, though. That's the problem.
I know. But he's going to take up the mantle of Leon Kruger.
That'd be interesting if they had someone in there.
What was Leon Kruger's gimmick? Wasn't he like a sport hunter or something like that?
Maybe.
They show like Photoshop pictures of him like in the safari with like a dead elephant.
Oh, I don't remember.
Talk about a heel these days. Oh, boy. That would not go over. So yeah, this is absolutely bizarre. But I'll be honest. Like, look, I watched the show that's presented to me right now. Dean Ambrose is the top babyface, and I'm enjoying what they're doing with Dean Ambrose.
When
and
he
Triple H.
got his hands on the belt to close Raw,
yeah,
good pop.
People love Dean Ambrose. People, okay. So
if they just book him a little bit differently, he could be making so much money for the company.
The idea.
Like, if he just wants a match.
Do you remember how hard... I mean, Gary, we're big Seth Rollins fans. We popped like nothing else last year at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. They're never going to do it. It's not going to happen. Dean Ambrose is not going to win the belt at WrestleMania. He's not going to win the belt at Roadblock. But if he did, mm-hmm. and it would bury the shit out of Roman Reigns again. So it's never going to happen because they want this guy to make money for the company for years on end. If he won in that moment, that would be the biggest pop.
See, it could still kind of work if he won and not completely bury Reigns, because then Reigns could turn heel the next night in Raw
mm-hmm.
and destroy Ambrose.
And people would pop big for Reigns.
I know.
They'd pop huge for him.
I know.
That's what it's funny because, look, I always say this too, because so many of the smart marks out there have this vicious hatred for all things Vince McMahon. Oh, this is Vince doing that. I tend to give them a bit more of the benefit of the doubt, simply because we've had moments like the Seth Rollins cash-in. We've had moments like the way Roman was booked for that 72-hour period when he won the belt, and it was actually pretty cool.
They made a Philly crowd cheer for Roman Reigns.
Exactly.
Not a small feat.
So, and, you know, Triple H has obviously a heavy hand in what happens, and we know what he can do with NXT. We're going to talk about NXT in a little bit. Did you watch NXT last night? Okay.
I read what happened, though.
Okay. So I give them the benefit of the doubt that they can still do something that will surprise us, that will entertain us. But I'm really interested to see.
I mean, last year,
how this goes down.
Last year we went to WrestleMania. We were expecting to walk out with Roman Reigns as champ, and to be entertained but not surprised. Maybe I'm going to say disappointed because that was our expectation.
Right.
Just to go have a good time and leave.
Do
not
you
to have
think,
a moment like we had happen.
Do you think that? Do you think that they'll be able to book Roman? Let me ask you this. Do you think the finish to the Royal Rumble last year is on their minds in terms of how they're booking Roman? Because the biggest disaster would be if Roman wins that title at WrestleMania and they boo him out of the building like they did at the Rumble a year ago.
Well, even last year's Rumble, or this past Rumble, he did not get a good response.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything like when The Rock came in and they booed him for aligning with Roman Reigns. That's poison.
Yeah.
That's poison.
No, yeah, I'm sure that has to be on their mind, and I'm sure they're formulating a way, and maybe keeping him off TV for a little bit is part of it, formulating a way to keep that from happening, but I don't know what they can do short of, if he turns heel, the crowd will love him.
If they make him, I would think this, they don't even have to turn him heel, I wouldn't think. I think they would. I think the crowd would love that. But if they have him come in, they keep him off TV for a little while, have him come in, and brutalize Triple H in a manner that's nasty, that's messy.
Well, I think that's going to be the key.
That's vicious.
When he and Triple H first lock horns prior to WrestleMania, right then we'll know if they're doing anything different with him. Because if he comes out and just kind of does...
Don't do that dirty... Hey, Triple H, don't be pedigreeing me.
To be cool guy Reigns, then one of two things is going to happen. He's going to get the shit boot out of him at WrestleMania, or they're setting you up for a heel turn. If he comes out and he beats the hell out of Triple H, then we know, okay, he's staying face, and they're going to give him more of an edge.
Let me ask you this. The WWE knows their audience. They know their crowds. They know they go into Chicago, they're going to expect one thing, and that's going to be different than if they go into a non-smarky market.
Yeah.
Do you think, because Dallas, 100,000 people, it's in Dallas, that's not going to lend itself to being a crowd that's going to be booing Roman Reigns necessarily. You're going to get a lot of casuals.
But also, there's a lot of people who travel to WrestleMania, and I'm assuming they're generally the diehard fans and probably smarkier than not, and plus people coming in from all over the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's not even if
the show's taking place in a city that's not known for having, you know, smarky crowds,
right?
Smarks are going to descend on that city for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think like the Bay Area where WrestleMania was last year is known as being...
Right. But know, people like pop big for Seth Rollins.
Yeah, because a lot of people came in from out of town.
Did you hear about the and just a quick aside about Seth Rollins, did you hear about the NXT Best of Volume 1 DVD?
Yeah, they cut out the curb stomp.
I can't stand that. It happened. It's there. The only people that are going to buy that DVD are going to be... The Smarks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I know. I don't understand either.
I don't get that.
Apparently, he's back training.
I saw that. I know. I'm excited about that. Let's see here. All right, just a quick Raw cap rundown here.
This is just kind of like the highlights.
Yeah. Shane came out. He beat up on four. We talked about this extensively. And my problems with, and I think kind of your problems too a little bit. So we get like a week of Shane McMahon Instagramming his intensive training.
Yeah.
You know, at wherever he was training at. Probably with the Gracies or whatever it fucking is. His Muay Thai training.
Muay Thai.
I like saying Muay Thai. And so he comes out, delivers a scathing promo. Vince comes out, sends six security.
Well, there was that part where Vince said, I was looking through my desk and found this picture of you and I when you were younger, and then he breaks it.
Right, exactly. Then he sends security, aka four local jobber, or four local indie guys.
Yeah.
When I say jobbers, to go down to four fit young guys. You noted that they are all like either same height or shorter than
they're all roughly the same size.
Okay.
Shane.
And Shane lays them all out with no problem. Which is supposed to show us that Shane is ready for The Undertaker.
Yeah.
This is where I have a huge problem with, okay, pro wrestling, we know, okay, it's fake. Yeah. It's choreographed. It's scripted. It's entertainment that's no different, really. It's just a live version of CSI or whatever, you know, any of those shows. It's storylines. It's actors. WWE embraces that at this point.
Yeah.
You still need some suspension of disbelief. You can't break that sort of suspension of disbelief to a degree. You know what I mean? Like, Undertaker is super old, but he's got the powers of the darkness behind him. That's his character.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But it's like, okay. It's just funny.
Shane McMahon.
That you're cool believing that The Undertaker is a supernatural
because
being.
Because that's the character they've established. Like, for Shane McMahon, he hasn't been around for 7 years. He hasn't wrestled in probably 12.
But the character they've established with Shane, and you pointed this out when you recorded last time, was not so much that he was, you know, an adept fighter.
Yeah.
He would just do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why that's what I meant. I said a better way to go with that segment would have been showing how crazy he is and how over-the-top extreme he is, as opposed to, I can fight anybody.
But I counter that saying they're saving all that for Hell in a Cell because he probably has that in him once.
But I agree. But you can illustrate that without him beating up four guys.
No, he should have went out and got like a chair or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A chair, a chainsaw, so I don't know, something.
A chainsaw?
Motherfucking chainsaw.
What?
So anyways, I don't know. That was kind of a silly segment. I'm not sure it was all that successful in my mind anyways.
No, it really wasn't.
All right. Let's see here. Kevin Owens and Neville had a really good match.
Yeah, it was a good match.
That was a really fun match. Sami Zayn came down.
Yeah, apparently he's on the main roster for good now.
He's on main roster, especially after the events of NXT last night.
Yeah, they're kind of telegraphed the ending of that match, didn't they?
They did. So Sami Zayn came down, started beefing with Owens. There is word, like, so are we looking at Sami Zayn versus Owens at Roadblock? Has that been confirmed?
No, it hasn't been confirmed.
It hasn't been confirmed.
On WWE.com, there are only four confirmed matches for Roadblock, and those are the four listed there.
Okay. I want to see, and I know you do too, Sami Zayn versus Owens.
Apparently, the night before Roadblock, at a house show, it's Ambrose versus Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Wow. That's interesting. But I love that they're bringing Sami Zayn up to that level. I mean, it's natural. I like, you have to love, Sami Zayn's probably love this because he knows that Owens is money. And he's like, okay, Owens is going in before me. It's good thing it's good thing he got injured. But it's like, it's maybe fortuitous that Owens got up before me because look at how big Owens is now.
Yeah.
And they're going to launch Sami Zayn right up there with Owens.
It's a pre-made storyline.
It is, absolutely. So that's great. Those two guys are probably loving this. I would love to see, you know what? I would love to see these three guys. If it's not going to be Owens versus Sami Zayn in an Intercontinental match for WrestleMania, I would love to see if they want to make it a multi-man match, toss Neville in there. I think Neville's fucking great, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of the few guys who I can watch just for his moveset.
And it would be an interesting match because prior to Finn Balor, those are the last three NXT champions.
Yep. It'd be great. Toss Finn Balor in there. Hey.
Well, it'd be WrestleMania, so he'd be Demon Finn Balor.
I don't know. I wonder if Demon Finn Balor is a
thing of the past.
Maybe. I mean, depending on how this Bulletproof thing goes down.
We'll find out at Takeover Dallas before WrestleMania.
I know. I guess we will. Let's see here.
Now, but yeah, you texted me and said, remind me to talk about, this is you texting me.
Yes.
Why you dislike Sami Zayn.
Here's the thing. I love Sami Zayn in every way that matters.
Yeah.
Every way that matters. I love his moveset. I love his wrestling ability. I think ever since he came back from injury, he's so on the border of becoming skinny fattish guy. Like, he's getting a little bit, you notice that? A little bit of chub around there?
A little bit, but there's still abs under there.
There's still abs there. They're visible abs.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's fine.
I like the Sami Zayn.
Because that's something I can aspire to.
I like that Sami Zayn, when he just wears normal clothes, just looks like a guy.
He just looks like a guy. Here's my
problem. Which helps his kind of everyman character.
He comes down the ramp dancing to ska music. I fucking hate ska music.
If he's a ska fan, then I don't have a problem with
it. He has a cap and a jacket and a t-shirt and then his wrestling tights.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I don't like any of that. You know why? I mentioned this before. You know my answer. It reminds me of Sacramento. We live in Sacramento. I love Sacramento.
So you should like it.
No, I don't, because Sacramento is like the nerdiest town on the planet.
That's
and it's not
true.
Even it is, and it's not even cool nerd. It's not like Silicon Valley nerd where it's rich nerd. It's like we still, I know you disputed this before and you need to look it up because you said you were going to. And there's no way to research. You can't research on the spot. Sacramento loved ska in the 90s and embraced ska music up until today.
Hold on.
And I guarantee you, we have the most ska bands and the most ska fans per capita of any city in the world. And that bugs the shit. It's such a nerdy form of music. And so Sami Zayn, to me, encapsulates all of that. I don't want to see Sacramento walking, dancing down the ramp on the way to the ring. I don't want to see that. It's so nerdy.
Hold on.
Not sure what you're going to find.
Sacramento ska capital of the world.
Of the world.
Well, that's basically what you're saying.
Yes, it is exactly what I'm saying. I stand by it. Even if your little internet search doesn't pull it up. I know up here. I know philosophically. I believe that. And it's true.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nothing to back up.
That's fine. That means not what you just did there is completely useless. Like, that didn't mean anything. I know what I'm talking
Google
about.
Google says you're wrong, therefore you are incorrect.
Let's see here. The Divas. I love Charlotte. Charlotte can do no wrong. Ric Flair dances to her music. And I love it. I love all that stuff. He hears his music, but then there's the beat to it. And he's thinking of him, this weird old man brain. Hey, I can dance to this now. Yeah. So he does a weird little shuffle to it. I love it. Becky Lynch versus...
It was Becky and Sasha against Team Bad.
Right, exactly.
And then Charlotte came in and interfered. And
okay, so
up.
Craig McGroin, has it been confirmed that this is going to be a triple threat at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It has. Okay, yeah. Good. I love it. Keep that the way it is. Who do you think is going to win? Just from here, I mean, like, we might have a better idea in a couple weeks, but...
If I'm basing it strictly on crowd reaction, it's got to be Sasha.
You think, huh? I don't know.
I mean, Becky's been getting some good reaction, but, like, as soon as Sasha's music hits.
I love her music, by the way. Great. Her music's really good.
It's great.
Becky's music kind of reminds me a little too much of Sami Zayn's.
Yeah, it does.
So that bugs me a little bit. Oh!
Yeah, they kind of start out the same.
So she's gonna come out with a. She can't. I like her gear. It's like all steampunk. I
See,
love
I don't
that.
Like her gear.
Oh, how do you not love it? It's great. Mm. Oh, it's brilliant. It's like a freaking steampunk sci-fi character.
I know what it is.
As opposed to just guy hanging out at Harlow's.
I like Ace of Spades. I like guy hanging out at Harlow's.
When's the last time you've been to Harlow's or Ace of Spades?
A few years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't to see a ska band.
Well, I know you don't like ska. That's why we're able to hang out. Jericho, this was really cool. Jericho and AJ Styles.
The match between...
Y2 AJ and The New Day.
Was very good.
Jericho, who I always love as a heel, had a great heel turn on AJ Styles.
Yeah,
we're looking
really
at AJ versus Jericho for WrestleMania. Yeah. I'm all in favor of this. I know they've done... like. These are two guys that have good chemistry in the ring. They're both pros. They know how to tell a story, and they can do something different every time.
I think what's going to be different about this match than the previous ones is that Jericho will be working full heel.
Yes.
As opposed to just kind of teasing it.
Just like being a little jerk. Yeah, kind of, exactly.
But also, I wouldn't be surprised if they had some stipulation to this, like kind of like a loser leaves town type deal.
And then Jericho goes away for 9 months until injuries plague WWE.
As his band tours.
Yeah, exactly. Fozzy. Let's see here. And then Ambrose, Triple H, they had a promo back and forth. You felt that this one was stronger than last
week's. The chemistry between them was a lot better.
Right.
It was good.
And then, of course, the main event, Ambrose versus Wyatt. Oh, wait a second. We didn't talk about, just briefly, the Ryback. My personal highlight of the night was Ryback's promo on Kalisto, where he sounded like a porn actor. I guarantee you, it's funny. We've talked about this before, how it's obvious that when people are reading cue cards.
Yeah.
I think Ryback, and this is why I'm kind of rooting for Ryback, because Ryback is really trying hard. Ryback is putting in the effort.
Well, man. I mean, he went into Vince's office and said, I can replace John Cena.
But the fact that he's like, I'm going to prove to Vince that I can replace John Cena. I'm going to memorize my entire 5-minute promo that I deliver on Kalisto instead of reading off cue cards.
I know, and then concentrate on just saying the words right out as opposed to having any sort of emotion
Kalisto,
behind it.
You should be the only Lucha Dragon. Believe me that I have been there before.
It was funny.
It's like he was reading the Emancipation Proclamation. You know when you're in the sixth grade and you have to memorize the Emancipation Proclamation? That's what it sounded like.
His tone of voice didn't change at all in the course of that 5 minutes.
It was great. I am rooting for him. I want us to be... Okay, let me ask you this.
Should that be his gimmick, monotone Ryback?
Just memorization Ryback.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm memorizing this. Hold on a second. I'm memorizing that. That's how he talks.
Yeah, I know.
Who is that? I'm thinking, hold on a second. I'm memorizing this. Who is that? I'm doing an impression of somebody.
It's Ryback.
Hold on a second. I'm memorizing that. I forget. Anyways, I would love this if Ryback is the U.S. title champion. He brings back the Open Channel Challenge, but only if he can memorize a paragraph of his choice from some piece of literature, then they can come down the ramp and challenge
him. I assume it has to be some sort of U.S. literature to tie in with the U.S. title championship.
Right, exactly. Some sort of, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, whoever had the shortest inauguration address. I think there was somebody out there who had like a 3-minute one or a 30-second one or something like that. I forget who it is. But, you know, memorize that.
Mm-hmm.
Memorize a chunk of like JFK's Berlin speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little chunk of it. A paragraph of that. Then you can come down and then you can challenge me for my U.S. title. I'm sort of going into Jesse Ventura territory.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going into Jesse Ventura territory. Let me tell you something. Voters of Minnesota. God damn it. I have an idea. It's called the Dusty Finish. That's not your idea. It's named after me, Dusty Ventura.
It's a Jesse Finish now.
Jesse Finish. I talked to Arnold. Anyways, let's see here.
No, you were talking about, we didn't touch on Ambrose.
Oh, okay.
On Raw.
So this was great. Ambrose, Triple H comes down after, of course, Dusty Finish at the end of Raw. The entire Wyatt family comes in, starts loking on Dean Ambrose. We knew that was going to happen. Triple H comes down to pile on.
Yeah.
But the Wyatt family, showing that they're not quite under Triple H's thumb.
Yeah.
Sort of turns on him and gives him a couple looks up and down. And then Bray
taps the belt.
Taps the belt. A beautiful moment.
Yeah, and it got a good pop.
A beautiful moment that got a good pop. That showed to me, and we talked about this a little bit. That showed to me, I think the Wyatt family can be relevant no matter who they job to. They can be put into any situation and still be credible.
I think they can be relevant, but it's going to take a series of actual wins, I think, to be legitimately credible.
For people to understand that, okay, this is a program that could actually be intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing for them to spend 4 or 5 weeks beating up somebody only to ultimately lose in the end. Eventually, they got to start winning in the end.
People want this. Because yeah. Wins might not matter to them, but it matters to people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So I get that. I just think that they're... The crowd really wants this, and they're ready to pop for them, regardless of who they job to.
Once they start going on a winning streak, they could easily be set up to be the top heel group in all of WWE.
Absolutely, yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah, they just start laying out people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of committing to them being part of the creative's main event plans.
And winning.
Yes. I mean, I think it'd be fun. The Wyatt family versus, let's say Roman wins the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt family comes after him.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, any time, I think that'd be great. It makes me wonder if they're just waiting for the right moment to do that. I mean, that's what it seems like, because they're just sort of treading water with them at this point.
Spinning their wheels.
Yeah. Let's see here. And then at the end, like we mentioned before, Triple H attempts to... Triple H sort of takes his sweet time.
Yeah, he takes apart the announce booth.
He disassembles it. He gets out his tools, starts like removing all the monitors.
The tape measure.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure he puts Ambrose through the table at the right angle.
He puts like the top of the table down at like a proper angle so nobody trips over it. Doesn't cause an HR catastrophe.
Yeah.
Spends all this time on this. Meanwhile, Ambrose is like, oh man, that was a good nap. I feel like $1 million. Gives him the dirty deeds. Picks up the title. Crowd pops. We cut to black.
Yeah.
All right. So it was sort of weird Raw, but like looking back on it, I'm like, there's some pretty cool moments.
Well, like most Raws, there's generally a few good moments and then a bunch of filler and then some okay moments.
There you go. all right, Larson, it's time for our Roadblock predictions. We've got Roadblock, this weird network special, not quite pay-per-view,
but it's still a pay-per-view.
They're building stories towards this thing, and therefore it is a relevant special event pay-per-view type situation.
Correct.
Right. It's a pay-per-view and everything, but the technicalities
and
honestly, are not available.
They've invested far more TV time in developing the storyline between Ambrose and Triple H than they have Triple H reigns for like the last 3 months.
They should book an additional special network event in between this and WrestleMania.
They should.
Yeah. What would it be called? Construction work. Construction work ahead.
Lane closure.
Lane closure. There you go. Oh, God. Yeah. Anyways. What do they call it? Yeah. Detour.
Detour, yeah. All right. That would follow a roadblock, you'd think.
Dash and Dawson, I'm not going to refer to him as the Revival. Yeah, I don't like that name at all.
That's not a good name at all.
I like Dash and Dawson versus Enzo and Cass. Do you think this finally is Enzo and Cass winning the titles?
No, because they're probably going to go up to Maine pretty soon.
I believe that as well. And I think that they're going to try to make Dash and Dawson their... I mean, I think they're already really strong champions. They're going to make them the face of an already very strong NXT tag title.
And I think they're going to have the belts until Gable and Jordan.
How long did the Ascension have the belts in NXT?
A year?
They had it for a long time. I'm hoping they learn their lesson with how they brought the Ascension up into Maine. And they book these guys appropriately. Because I think they can be big on Maine.
Mm-hmm.
They have that gimmick that's so simple and basic but effective.
Very old school.
Very old school. Which I know is why they're calling the Revival, but I don't like that. It's Dash and Dawson. It's a great name.
Yeah.
They don't need gimmicks. I forget what their tagline is, but it's something like that.
I like their jackets.
I mean, don't they have towels? They have towels too? Or no?
One of them has a towel.
Okay. I love anytime somebody has a towel.
But they have like starter jackets.
The New Day fights Lawn.
It's Sheamus and King Barrett, and since King Barrett's in the match, League of Nations has no chance of winning.
Zero chance of winning. New Day wins. Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt.
Dusty finish.
Listen up, everybody.
But apparently, I guess, I don't know how this is true, I read this morning that a couple of the Wyatt family members are going to be at a different house show that day. I mean, granted, things can change.
Things can change, baby.
So, regardless, I still think it's going to be a dusty finish.
Listen up, baby. I got an idea for you. I'm going to take off my little vest here right here. Okay, this is my idea because it's making me hot and bothered. I'm going to take it off. Look at it. Look, it's my titty. I got a dusty finish for you, baby. Look at my, I got my big old spot on my belly right there. I got my birthmark. I'm going to listen to my birthmark real quick here, baby. What are you saying? Either Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar birthmark. What do you say? What do you say? Oh, it's a dusty finish, baby. It's a dusty finish. Nobody wins. Nobody wins, baby. That's my prediction for Roblox. Nobody wins. I wish I could take my pants off, too, but I can't. You can see my little dingus, my little Dusty, my little Cody Jr. Let's see. Triple H versus Ambrose. Triple H wins.
Yeah, and then Triple H will probably beat down Ambrose.
I think they're going to book Ambrose very strong in this match. They're going to make him a legitimate threat to Brock Lesnar's. Do you see Roman Reigns showing up at Roadblock? Me neither. I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm expecting him to show up on the Raw before WrestleMania.
I think it's going to be SmackDown before WrestleMania. That's what I'm guessing.
This is the last 30 seconds of the show to say, hi, I'm still here. I'm still fighting.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Oh, what are you guys up to? I still got my spot at WrestleMania. That's what they should be doing. They should be doing a series of vignettes where he's just at home. Like,
drinking
some
beer.
He wakes up at noon. He's like, oh, man. Good thing I got my spot at WrestleMania. They can't do anything about that now. I don't even have to show up to TV.
Putting on some weight.
Exactly. He's like, what? It works for half my family. let's see here. Will Roadblock alter the WrestleMania card? I don't see that happening. You proposed a really interesting scenario where we'd get a either a three-way or a four-way dance.
Yeah, I mean, the potential's there. It could happen. I don't think it's going to, but it could.
Yeah.
You know, if Ambrose wins the title, then they could either make it a triple threat match for the title or bring Lesnar in,
mm-hmm.
since he is already scheduled to fight Ambrose at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then, but if they do a triple threat, then Lesnar could fight the Wyatt or Bray, assuming this is a dusty finish at Roadblock.
Yeah.
So, potential's there. I mean, if they want a plan B involving the match on the chance that Roman gets booed out of the building, then Ambrose kind of has to win.
Yes. Agreed. NXT results, Larson.
Yeah.
So the entire show was...
It was one match, right?
It was one match. I was really stunned when it finished.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, because I really like everybody in NXT right now. I can't think of anybody that I don't like. Blake and Murphy, but then whenever they come out, I get to see Alexa Bliss. I think she's hot.
Yeah, there's no one I dislike in NXT, no.
I love whenever Asuka shows up. I love, my favorite thing, honestly, my favorite thing right now is Emma and Dana Brooke's entrance. It's so cheesy. Emma is like the worst. She's like, I love Emma. I think she's great. She's a great wrestler.
But she's the least convincing heel.
The least convincing heel there's ever been. What you always say is whenever I text you, like, Emma's coming out, you always say, yeah, I know. She puts on aviators and some black leather gloves, and all of a sudden she's a heel.
Darker lipstick.
Darker lipstick. Yeah, she wears makeup and she's a heel. But she comes in. I think that'd be a great angle for her, is that she's actually, like, inside, she's still the old sweet Emma. It's just she really likes Dana Brooke and she wants to hang out with her. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she just tries to be like her.
And that'd be fun, too, because, like, when she's in the ring wrestling, it always looks like she's smiling.
Oh, it's so, just, when you said that and it clicked, I'm like, oh my God, you're so exactly
and
right.
And what they could do is have Dana see her smiling, be like, stop smiling.
Yeah,
stop
exactly,
smiling,
yeah.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah.
You're a bad woman. Stop smiling.
It would be great. That'd be fantastic. I love their entrance. It's so funny because it's so choreographed too. It's so like just ridiculously random. Emma like shakes her butt around and stuff. It's so weird. Anyways. Yeah. So NXT. Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's going to main roster. So he sort of put in half an effort. He's like, I don't really care. What do I care? I've already got my main roster bonus check.
Yeah.
So I'll let Samoa Joe get over on me.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I guess. I didn't watch the match. Did you watch it?
I did. I watched a lot of it. Really good match. Like, I like both these guys.
Yeah.
They have great chemistry in the ring. It was a lot of fun. Oh, it's funny because Regal opened the show and he comes out and says, last week, Baron Corbin destroyed Austin Aries. I'm not going to suspend him because Austin Aries asked me not to. Whatever, dude. I hope Baron Corbin just destroys Austin Aries when they... It's like my favorite guy. Man, you know what? I was playing 2K16 the other day.
Yeah.
I played Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Or I played against Baron Corbin. It was Bunk Saws versus Baron Corbin. Once you put shit on easy on 2K16, man, you whiz through my career mode.
Yeah.
I'm about to challenge Aiden English for the NXT Championship. But Baron Corbin, if this is even possible, he looks even more tired and unenthusiastic in the game than he does in real life. And they gave him like a full head of hair.
Yeah.
That's great. I love him. Okay, because he's everything I probably would be if I was a wrestler. Like, barely in shape, barely enjoying being there.
Yeah, completely being like, apathetic.
This sounded like a cool job, but man, I'm hurting all the time and I got to travel all the time, but I don't do anything else.
So do you think now that Samoa Joe, Finn Balor is set for TakeOver Dallas, do you think there's any chance Finn drops the belt?
I would hesitate just because if you look at the history of the belt, if you look at Kevin Owens, he held the belt while he was on the main roster. So I could see them making him look stronger. I mean, I can see either way, but I could see them to try to make Finn Balor and Gallows and Anderson, the Bullet Club or Bulletproof, whatever they're going to call them. I can see to make them look stronger, him being, what do you think makes him look stronger? Him having the developmental belt or him being fresh?
I think him being fresh with a crew of guys makes him look stronger.
There's a part of me that believe that agrees with that.
Because I don't... Yeah. Are they going to start doing that with all the NXT champions they bring up? Just have him come up with the belt?
They've made such a big deal about him having the record for the belt, though. And he's so synonymous at this time, over the past year, with the belt. That it wouldn't surprise me if they kept it on him for a bit. All right, Larson, it's time for questions.
Bret Hart. Speculation on why Shane was brought back to the WWE. Would love to hear both your views.
Injuries.
Yeah, it's supposed to be John Cena, Undertaker.
That's what the dirt sheets say. That would make sense. Shane was brought in because everybody's injured.
They needed a name. Toby Michaels.
Toby.
Hold on, Stephen Larson. Are WWE actually building stories towards WrestleMania?
They're building stories towards Roadblock.
Yeah.
We'll see after Roadblock if they start building stories towards WrestleMania.
Alex Shez. Instead of calling someone up from NXT, who would you send down like they did with Zack Ryder? Tyler Breeze.
That would be great. 3 months on the main roster. You got to go back to it. You need more time. You need even more time in developmental. 4 years wasn't enough for you, pal. I'll say no days off Darren Young. He needs like a repackaging of some sort. Without Titus O'Neil, he's just some dude.
David Fishkind. What NXT wrestlers would you like to see come up to the main roster next, men and women? Name five.
Asuka.
Enzo and Cass.
Yes.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, see, I'll veto that one.
Why?
No Samoa Joe. Because he's great in NXT. NXT is fine for him.
Okay.
Baron Corbin.
I'll veto that.
You're going to veto that?
Yeah. He's got...
Can't veto that.
He's got at least another year, if not two.
Another year? Yeah. He's going to set the record for developmental?
Yeah.
Man, you're harsh.
So we still have three.
Finn Balor.
All right.
I mean, Finn Balor's got it. He's getting called out, that's for sure.
Well, it's going to happen, just I don't know about when.
Any of the other ladies? I mean, Bayley is obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Bayley, I mean, that's sort of like, I already feel like they're just waiting to plug her in.
Yeah. Raw after WrestleMania.
I think Asuka would be my number one, though, I'll be honest with you.
Ruben Gutierrez. What are the chances Roadblock changes WrestleMania 32 to a triple threat? Ambrose, Reigns, Triple H, and then you get Brock and Wyatt. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Odds or the chances, very small.
I'd say 15% chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
TJ, do you think wins at Roadblock, then Triple H?
Do you think Dean wins at Roadblock?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then Triple H makes a WrestleMania triple threat. Yeah.
Roman turns heel, and then Shane...
There's a lot going on here.
TJ
booked the hell out of this.
Yeah, Shane wins. Authority's gone. Roman's a new top heel.
I don't think they're going to turn Roman heel. I think if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. I think they are insistent. I mean, it'd be shocking if they did, which is why I don't think it's going to happen.
I think if anybody's primed to be the next top heel group after the Authority, it's going to be the Wyatts.
Just so we don't forget.
Oh, yeah. You looking for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for this. Brian Urbanek sent us some fan art. He tweeted it at us, and I was like, oh, man, I'd like a high-res file of this, but he literally just sent us a high-res copy of this. We're going to put it on our set. If you guys want to send us stuff for our set, look at that. It's like an anime version of you and I.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's great right there. That's really cool. For Kayfabe Corner going in raw. We're going to put that up somewhere. If you guys want to send stuff, we'll put the address in the description. 1814, P.O. Box 1814 Orangevale, California 95662. And we'll put it up here. We got all sorts of great stuff from you guys already on the set, and we'll just have to widen out the shot the more stuff we get.
So yeah. I got a poster to bring over too.
Yeah.
Toby Michaels again. If you were to book Drew Galloway.
Either or.
Coming back to WWE, how would you do it? Would you?
Some guys are just better suited for the indie scene. You make a name for yourself in WWE, you go to the indie scene, and there seems to be more of a freedom of creativity there.
Yeah.
And I think that works great for him because I've seen him do the indie stuff and I'm like, this is great. It's just, there's too many guys like that when you come in with intensity and passion and fire. There's too many guys like that already.
I know.
In the WWE, you know? And it didn't work the first time for him. I wouldn't have him come back. I mean, if I were to book him, you know what? If I book him, Bad News Drew. There you go. Bad News Drew.
There you go.
Give him Barrett's old gimmick.
James Rodriguez. Sigh. So I guess we're getting Y2J AJ Part 4 at Mania.
Yeah, he's talked about it. He's so upset about this. He's like, ah.
I think.
Oh, boy.
They'll go all out to put on a great match.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm happy about this. You should be, too.
I mean, I would have preferred AJ Kevin Owens.
Oh, for sure. That, yeah, absolutely.
This is still good. Oster Tank. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love this show more than Raw sometimes.
Thank you.
He was wondering, would you guys have rather seen Styles do a run at NXT before he came to the main roster, or are you happy he went straight to main? Happy he went straight to main. And I think the crowd reactions he's beginning is bore that out, but they made the right call.
I think there is a certain luster nowadays, thanks to the success of NXT. There's a certain luster when they ship somebody straight to main, because it happens far less now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go through the hassle of the, oh, let's jump them up through the... This is what NXT has kind of eliminated, is introducing somebody fresh who nobody knows, and then you have to find your way up the roster.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I'm happy you didn't go to NXT.
Yeah, me too. Infrared Ruby 421. Alistair Overeem said he'd give Brock Lesnar a rematch in WWE. Tommy Dreamer also wanted Kimbo Slice. Any chance either of those happening, and how would you book them? I don't think they're going to happen now.
I don't think they would happen. I think the era of the big celebrity. I mean, you saw Stephen Amell, but he wasn't main eventing.
Yeah.
I think that the era of those kind of matches happening are probably less likely now.
Yeah. It would have been interesting to see Kimbo Slice come out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or whenever he was popular.
I don't want it now. I want all those. Look, I really love when they bring guys in, either through NXT or like AJ Styles, guys who have been on the circuit for ages, who maybe haven't been in the WWE, guys who have honed their craft, who have learned all the different things you can learn from the territories, and then they bring that experience, because it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
You bring that to NXT, or you bring that NXT or main, and I like that. I don't want guys who, you know, they have to make them look good. They have to cover their vast weaknesses in wrestling. I don't like that. I don't want Alistair Overeem. I don't want Kimbo Slice. I don't want any of those guys.
Zach gets to meet Hacksaw Jim Duggan this week or next week. Yes, we want a signed picture for the Going in Raw set.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a signed 2x4. That's not
8x10.
Oh, 2x4. 2x4.
Okay, yeah, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I thought you just meant a really small picture.
That'd be great, too, but hell yeah, freaking 2x4. Yeah, that'd be cool. Rad. Hell yeah.
Yost DeHaan. If Jesse Ventura ends up...
Yost DeHaan.
As an actual option for the presidency, would you...
I'm going to run for president.
Would you vote for him?
No. Yeah, God, no.
I wouldn't either.
Who would you, Larson, who would you rather see? Donald Trump or me, Jesse the Body Ventura? You have 5 seconds to answer, Larson.
I guess Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body, that's right, because brother, I'll body slam you. I'll body slam all of Congress and they'll listen to me.
Well, I fear Donald Trump.
You know the first thing
president.
I'm going to do, Larson?
What?
I'm going to look through the Area 51 files and find out if aliens are real. And I'm going to put it on my reality true TV show, the Jesse Ventura files or whatever it's called.
It's called Conspiracy Theory.
Conspiracy Theory with me, Jesse the Body Ventura.
See, that would be one pro to voting for Jesse. Is he would just like to start tossing out all this like secret files and stuff.
I would be so entertained by a Jesse the Body presidency in a way that I wouldn't be with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I'd be just scared the whole time.
Listen up. If Donald Trump ever becomes president, I'll run in. I'll tag him out and I'll take over. How does that even happen, Jesse? Listen to me. I can do it. My God, that's a good Jesse Ventura.
That's pretty good. I mean, Donald Trump is like the worst presidential candidate.
Can we get a
ever,
Jesse the Jesse Ventura almost action figure for our set, please,
sure,
now? So I can do this every week. Every week. If you guys have questions for Jesse Ventura, send them in and I'll answer them.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. All right, listen up. Kayfabe Corner. We already recorded it. We recorded it earlier. We're going to throw to it.
Yeah.
Right now. All right, Larson, is that time once again? Kayfabe Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's only the greatest pro wrestling trivia challenge of them all.
Ever.
What is it, Steve?
Kayfabe Corner. 12 names. 6 real, 6 fake. And do we have bonus questions today?
2.
2 bonus questions today. I need to make up some ground. I'm down by 3 points on you?
Correct.
Okay, I need to make up some ground.
Are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
Number 1.
Yes.
Punchline.
Real.
Yeah. Number 2. Ace Ecstasy.
That's clunky. That's fake.
Uh-huh. 3. Tyler Max.
Oh, that's a good one. But I'm going to say fake.
Real. Number 4.
Okay.
Steel Chair Blair.
Ooh. That sounds like a CZW name. Wait, is there a theme?
Yeah, I'll get to it later.
All right, that's fine. What was that one? Steel Chair Blair?
Mm-hmm.
Fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very happy with that one. 5.
Okay.
Chad Too Bad.
That sounds like a garbage pail kid. Chad Too Bad. Fake.
Real.
Okay.
6. Lee Awesome.
Lee Awesome. Fake.
Real.
Bummer.
7. Adam Peak.
Adam Peak. Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was this 8? Macho Libre.
Ooh, Macho Libre. Fake.
Real.
Oh, interesting.
9, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot. There's actually, it's not 6.
Okay, that's
six
fine.
Fake.
That's fine. 7 and 5 is okay.
Yeah,
I've done that before.
Yeah,
7 and 5.
As long
okay.
as it's disclosed in before. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I meant to disclose that.
So that's fine.
The Everyman.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
10. Judge Justice.
Real.
Fake.
Mm.
What are you at? 5?
Yeah, I'm at 5.
11.
Okay.
Just Joe.
Just Joe. Oh, it's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay.
Joey Envy.
Joey Envy. I'll say real.
Fake.
Okay.
6.
Okay, that's 6.
All right. This was all a trip through the career of one AJ Styles.
Oh, interesting.
Punchline. Name of Colt Cabana used.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Max. Matt Stryker.
Okay.
Chad Too Bad, Carl Anderson.
Oh, huh.
Lee Awesome, another name for Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Macho Libre was Tony DeVito.
Hmm.
some indie guy.
Okay.
And Just Joe was a Joe E. Legend.
Just Joe. Fuck, I think, man, I should have got that.
Two bonus questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. Definitely ready.
What is the name of the WCW tag team AJ was a part of in 2001?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I'm going to say... I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. I don't know. What is it?
Air Raid. His name was Air Styles.
Air Styles. All right.
Bonus question number two. Who did AJ defeat to win the Family Wrestling Entertainment Championship?
Okay. May I ask, do you have any background on family? What is the family?
Family Wrestling Entertainment. They're based out of New York.
Okay.
And it's... wrestling for the whole family to enjoy.
Okay. Is there a Christian slant to it? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Interesting. May I ask when he won this?
Within the last couple of years. Okay. Very recently.
Okay.
He still holds the title.
Why doesn't he bring it out on Raw?
I don't know. Maybe he can't contractually.
Who did he win? Who did he beat? And I know this. Do I know the person?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, you know what? I'll say this. I'll say Kurt Angle.
It's a good guess.
Who was it? Shelton Benjamin?
No.
Charlie Haas?
No.
Who?
John Hennigan.
Oh, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, that's good for
Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo. John Morrison. All right. That's good. All right. Look at that. I got a six. No, I got a six, right?
Yeah, you got a six.
I got a six. That's respectable, kind of?
I think that's kind of your score. You've got the sixes the last few weeks.
I'm fine going 50-50. So but if I plan to win the year, I need you to do worse than that.
We're done with Dusty on to Jesse.
Well, I don't know, baby. Listen.
I kind of feel like that I should just, like, sit back there behind the camera and mm-hmm. you can just alternate seats, Jesse, Dusty, and just do the show by yourself.
Look, that's a great idea. Maybe that's something we could pilot. We can try it out. You're going to go, okay, this is happening. This is happening now. This is going to go down now, brother. Hey, listen up, Jesse Ventura. I got a question for you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later. Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you guys later.